Dearest all, today I send you a greeting from Australia. Our holy journey continues, and we cannot pause, much less start going backwards. Jesus said, "Whoever puts his hand to the plow but keeps looking back is unfit for the kingdom of God." Here in Australia, the coat of arms of this young country reminds us of this because it depicts two local animals, chosen precisely because they can't walk backwards. The kangaroo, the famous kangaroo, and the emu, an Australian bird. We too must keep going forward courageously. And to guide us on our way, as we know, we have the word of life, which is as a psalm says, "A lamp to my feet, a light to my path." This month's word of life is, "To the weak, I became a weak person. I have made myself all things to all men in order to save at least some of them." We should have a special love for this word of life because it reminds us of the typical way we must act if we want to follow the way of unity so that all may be one. We must make ourselves one with each neighbor. Yes, we know this is the way because it is the way chosen by God Himself to show us His love. He became a human being like ourselves and let Himself be crucified and forsaken to put Himself at everyone's level. He really made Himself weak with the weak, and thus He opened the way so that all may be one. He bent down to our level, but He did not break. Just like the bamboo that is used for so many things in the Philippines, because it bends without breaking. We are called to contribute to the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer for unity. First of all, let's renew our faith that every human being is called to unity. Since God loves everyone. And let's not try to find excuses, such as, "That person will never understand," "That one's too young to understand," "That's one of my relatives, I know him only too well, he's too attached to the things of this world," "That person believes in spiritism," "That one belongs to another religion," "That one's too old to change," and so on. No, enough of these judgments. God loves everyone and is there waiting for them. The only thing we have to do is love each and every person by serving them and by making ourselves completely one with them in everything but sin. Let Jesus worry about winning them over. If not now, in 10 or 20 or 30 years, but He will. I know from experience. Let's conclude. What should we do in these days? Let's always go ahead, taking a closer look at all our relationships, and work at making ourselves one with each person. In this way, we will be ensuring that our efforts for unity will be effective.